Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of John chapter 4. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away to the city to buy food. So the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, though you are a Jew, are asking me for a drink, though I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus replied to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." She said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never be thirsty, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw water." He said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said to him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This which you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and yet you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one must worship." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, that a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, because salvation is from the Jews. But a time is coming, and even now has arrived, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking to you." And at this point, his disciples came, and they were amazed that he had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What are you seeking?" or, "Why are you speaking with her?" So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is he?" They left the city and were coming to him.
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, we see that before salvation, we all are spiritually dead. But when a person places faith in Christ, he or she becomes a new creation. Consider the story of the woman at the well in today's scripture passage. The Bible doesn't explicitly state that she trusted in Jesus, but what a remarkable change we see in her following her conversation with the Messiah. Before Jesus came to Sychar, the Samaritan woman's life was challenging, to say the least. She was not fully welcome in her community, as evidenced by the fact she was going to draw water during the hottest part of the day, long after others had done so. It's easy to imagine her walking with her head down and eyes averted, hoping to get the water she needed without calling attention to herself. However, she and Jesus spoke directly, a surprising departure from cultural norms of the time, and what he revealed changed everything. After learning of the living water Christ offered, she no longer ran away from others. Instead, she went right to them to share the amazing news. What a transformation! The truth of salvation came to her in a moment when she least expected it, and the same can be true for people in our day.